1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Who are we prank calling today?
Ooh, let's prank call Brooke.
What?
Oh, wait, are we guessing?
No.
How are you good at this?
Sorry.
It's funny because Jose is actually featured in this one.
Okay. Oh, it's mine!
There's an elementary school teacher out there who just sent out an email to all the parents letting them know they're going to be hosting a career day at the school soon.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who did not get that email but still wants to come? It's the Latin lover who's definitely not undercover, Rolando.
Yes.
Oh. He's going to be making his best pitch about why he should be a featured speaker for all the children.
I bet he has an idea.
It's in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Miss J?
Yes. Who's calling?
Oh, hello. My name is Rolando. My son is in your third grade class.
Oh, okay. Which student is your son?
I am the father of Christopher. Do you know Christopher?
Oh, yes, I know Christopher. He's a great kid. Very good kid.
Good to hear. I raised him to be a charmer, just like his father.
Okay. What can I do for you?
So, Christopher, he's mentioned to me, he says, Papa, there is a career day soon in the classroom. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. Yeah, we do career day every year. We do a day where parents come in and they discuss their careers with the students. Did you get the email?
No.
We sent an email out.
I did not see the email, but I am very excited to talk to the children about my job.
Oh, great. What is it that you do?
Oh, I am a master of the, how do you say, body positions.
Are you talking more of a martial arts or yoga or?
Oh, my apologies. My accent can be a little hard to understand at times.
No, your accent's fine. I can understand you perfectly.
Oh,
I'm just not understanding what it is you do. What is your career that you would be talking to the kids about?
Well, let me give you a hint and see if perhaps you can guess.
Why don't you just tell me?
You work with the children. I know you like to play the game, so let me play a game with you.
I work with children. I don't play games with them. I teach them, and I'm not a child. So.
Okay, the game starts now. First hint. I work with many adults at one time.
Okay. Very many. I don't want to play this game with you.
Okay, second hint. I consider myself an entertainer with videos online that have millions and millions of views.
Millions of views. That's interesting. That's still not letting me know what it is that you do.
Okay.
What are you going to talk to them about?
My last and final hint for you is men and women coming together and moving and bending and dripping and sweat and screaming.
Okay, enough with the hint,
sir. Rolando!
What is wrong with you, sir? I'm sorry, but I'm not playing your game anymore. And whatever it is you do, from the little bit that I've had to hear, it does not sound like it's appropriate for children. Oh. We're not going to have you talk to children about this.
I assure you, it is fine. I can even give you a private demonstration with you.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm not in the third grade. You're not going to come and traumatize these children.
You are very feisty, Miss. I like that. You would be perfect for my dancing class.
No. Wait, did you say dancing class?
Absolutely. I told you. Bodies moving, sweating, dripping, screaming.
Why do you describe it like that?
Because dancing is very sensual.
Next time, just say you're a dancing instructor.
Oh, I did not know. I apologize.
Oh,
I am just a simple
God.
Dancing instructor who loves to participate in adult films.
What?
Jace.
What did you just say?
Maybe you have seen a few. I can send you a link.
No.
You can see for yourself.
All right, Mr. Creepo. I don't want anything to do with any of your links or anything that you're doing. Your smutty job. I have to talk to my principal.
No.
I've got to talk to my
principal. Before you call him, I need to tell you this is a prank phone call.
What just happened to your accent?
It's part of the joke. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you serious? Oh, no.
Your sister Amelia set you up. She said you had some interesting career day prospects calling in. So she wanted us to have some fun with you.
I'm going to kill my sister. I'm going
to
kill her.
I have to ask, what were you thinking when I was trying to give you hints of what I did for a living?
I don't know. I was thinking you were some kind of porn actor. I was like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You would be correct.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.